The next section we're going to tackle is vibrato. To learn about vibrato, you first need to recognize the sound of it. Listen to the singer sing a note with a straight tone, and then move into vibrato. Okay, now you know the effect we're talking about. The vibrato is a very slight variation in the pitch of a note. It's not clear exactly what produces the sound. It's most likely that it's tiny movements of the vocal cords or throat tissue. You can hear it used heavily in opera and often more gently in pop and rock voices. It's another way of individualizing your voice. And once controlled, you can effectively turn it on or off whenever you want. Once again, coming back to my natural theme, the only way you'll gain a controlled vibrato is if it's produced naturally. It is possible to mimic vibrato by bouncing your abdominal muscles like this. Ah. But let's be honest, it sounds pretty rough. As ever, the answer to the natural sound is relaxation. The larynx, throat, and jaw must all be free of tension, and the sung note should be entirely supported with steady and freely flowing air. If all these factors are in place, then vibrato will occur naturally. Take the vowel sound E, as in bead, and practice trying to introduce the vibrato, if it's not there already. Keep in your mind the vibrato you heard the singers produce, and try to allow it to engage at your will. It's often helpful to imagine the sound falling into your mouth, as opposed to you sending it out. Okay, time to try it out. Try and sing the note with the piano, and bring the vibrato in halfway through. I really don't want you to become obsessed with vibrato at this stage of your learning, as it really is a byproduct of excellent technique, and you've got a lot of practice to do before you get to that point. However, I want you to be aware of it, so that as it gradually develops, you'll recognize it and eventually control it at will.